Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This is so exciting. Today is the Yortzeit of the great Gaon and Tzaddik, Rav Chaim Freelander, Zecher Tzaddik Levracha, who is the Mashgiach in the Ponovitch Yeshiva. He was born on the 9th of Tammuz, the 23rd of June in 1923. So we're talking 99 years ago, and he was nifter l'da'avonenu on the 28th of Tammuz, Tovshin Mem Vav, the 4th of August in the year 1986. Mariv Raboisai, that's today. No, I'm not living in the past. I don't think today is 1986, but I do think that today is Chav Ches Tammuz. So I thought it would be amazing if we could learn some of Reb Chaim's Torah, Lili Nishmaso. He was a man of Musar, Mashgiach, and Ponovitch, Mashgiach, and Hanegev. He was Osek a lot in Kisvei HaRamchal, that he put out his own editions. He was born in Breslau, in Germany. Today it's Poland. And a number of months before World War II broke out, Baruch Hashem, his family was Zochet to come to Eretz Yisrael. He learned in Yeshivas Lomzhin Pesach Tikva. And there he got to know Hagoin. We just had his Yortzeit very recently. Reb Shmuel Rozovsky. And they even learned together with Chavrusa. And then when Ponovitch was established in the winter of 1943-44, Reb Shmuel was appointed by Reb Kahaneman to be a Rosh Yeshiva. And he decided to bring Reb Friedlander to establish the nucleus of the yeshiva that at the time had 7 Talmidim. Like I once tried to start a yeshiva and started off very, very modestly with 0 Talmidim, and I still have 0 Talmidim. So Ponovitch started with 7, and Baruch Hashem, over the generations, they've had hundreds and thousands. He got very close to, I appreciate when people are my tzliach, and opening yeshivas, it's mamish kevaldik, it's not pashit. So when he was learning in yeshiva, he became close to the mashgiach with Dessler. He quotes him a lot. The end of the 1940s, he married his wife Sarah, who was Nifter not so long ago. Rosh Chodesh Adar, Tov Shinayin Ches, the 16th of February, 2018. She was the daughter of the great Gaon Rav Yonah Martzbach, who was one of the Rosh Yeshiva, and she was called Teira. After he got married, he was, for a number of years, he was a Mashgiach Kotten, which is like the vice Mashgiach, like a vice president, where the Mashgiach was Reb Chatzka Levenstein. And in the 60s, he established the Talmud Torah Teres Emes. After the Six-Day War, he started an organization, Moreshes Avos El Makoris, that helped people return to their roots. In the 70s, he was a Mashgiach in Yeshivat Azata, in Netivot, famous yeshiva of Yisachar Meir, Yeshivat HaNegev. In 1981, after the Ptira of the Mashgiach of Ponovitch, Rav Ben Zion Bamberger, he was called to be Mashgiach. And Rav Shach said a beautiful hesped at his Levaya. He was one of the editors of the Michtav Melio. He's also a Sefer Stam, a very, very talented Sefer. It's a beautiful sefer I read when I was a young bacher. Silas Chaim v'Chinuch, wonderful articles about Chinuch. And today we have Baruch Hashem, about 10 volumes of Sisei Chaim. And I'm Baitis Hashem, and I'm Munash Gacha, and Moyadim, and the Parsha. Getting more and more and more and more volumes. It's amazing, an amazing series. Baruch Hashem. I was zocheh to have so many. And then Baruch Hashem, he left the Doris Yisharim. He's a son of Moshe, who's a principal of the Talmud Torah in Modin Elit. He's a son of Nehemiah, who's a Mashgiach in Yeshiva Skorodna Be'er Yaakov, and Yeshiva Gedol in Rishon LeZion. He was one of the editors of the Sifsei Chaim, together with his brother-in-law, the son-in-law of Reb Chaim, Reb Gavriel Zlushinsky. He's another son of Reb Eliyahu, who's a manal of the Talmud Torah that his father started. So we're very, very fortunate to have the Torah and learn the Torah of the great Gaon Tzaddik Chaim Friedlander. He had horrible, horrible cancer, which eventually took his life. And it's just incredible the amount of emuna that he showed at that time. See things that he wrote, said. It's an incredible person. In any event, I thought we'd learn in this shir is he has used to give vade musar, many, many vadim of musar. So this is on noisei ba'ol, on bearing your friend's yoke together with your friend. Says Moreinu Rabbeinu Reb Chaim, there are three madrigas, there are three levels in being mashpia, good to others. And one is greater than the next. Well, number one is Ma'ilas Hatzdaka, Kitpesach Tiftach Hasiyot Choloi, Aveta Avitenu Demach Sosha Yechsova. That you fulfill, you give a person what he lacks. Lemalei Tatzrachim HaChaserim Shel HaNizkak Lehem. To fill his needs, give him what he lacks. That's number one, that's Ma'ilas Hatzdaka. Number two is Ma'ilas Chesed. Chesed is a Ma'ila, is a positive quality that comes from the giver. And it's his initiative, even if the makabel isn't chaser. But the nosei and the giver seeks out opportunities to do good to others. Like the Maharal explains, the Nesiv Soilim, Nesiv Kemidus Chasodim, Soif Perek Beis. The Gemara says that Kemidus Chasodim is even for Ashirim, even those who don't lack. Says Moreinu Rabbeinu Moreinu, the Maharal, Mitzad hanoisin shu oise toiv, bein she mevakish hamakabel, bein she enoi mevakish. You do good whether he asks for it or not. And then an even higher madrego is mailus hanoise beolim chaveroi. Sheva eno noten mitztapek bahanakat tovot lezulato, ela noten lo et atzmuto vet ani shelo. Amazing level. That you don't just do a favor for your friend. You give of your essence, you give of yourself. You identify with your friend. You feel his pain. And there are many, many people in Klal Yisrael who give tzedakah. Klal Yisrael, there's nobody, I'm sure that per capita, the Jewish people give far more tzedakah than any other ethnic or religious group in the world. Hands down. A lot of balei tzedakah. A little less maybe chesed. Also, loads of chesed in Klal Yisrael, don't get me wrong. But it's harder to do chesed. Stuck is you write a check. See you later. Chesed takes time, effort. A little bit less. And noisei ba'olim chaveiroi, even less. Because some people, like the Yitzhaka, chesed, it's gishmak. But noisei ba'olim chaveiroi really requires a lot more of yourself. To give over yourself to somebody. To feel his pain like your pain. His simcha like your simcha. You go to your friend's wedding, he's making a wedding for himself, for his child, and you dance as if it's your own child. You dance mamashir. You're a shutaf in the simcha. You feel part of the simcha. You're not merely an invited guest. Your personal simcha. That's on the simcha dika side, and also on the tzal dika side. Instead of going to a shiva, like many of us do, and saying, "Whoo, thank God that's not me sitting there in that little chair." Or thinking, I hope this doesn't happen to me. Instead, to really feel the pain of the avil, the avelim, the shut of bitzar when someone's poor, to feel the pain of poverty, ani choshev kemes. Recently I heard a wealthy man complaining about how he was harassed by aniyim. He was harassed. So hard for him. And I try to be mishtatev bitzar. It's hard. They're running after you. Not giving you a break. On the other hand, when a guy has tens of millions of dollars, and these people don't have for their children's dental care, can't buy shoes for their children, they don't have money for shoes for their children, for glasses. So yeah, a person has to feel the tzar of the aniyim. And then he wants them, he invites them. He says, hey, where were you yesterday? I didn't see you in shul. Every morning you come around collecting. Where were you yesterday? Noseb olim chavera. Feel the pain. The meaning of Noseb olim chavera is that a person should feel himself united with his friend. His experience is your experience. A person naturally thinks about himself without an end. If a person is mindful of his thoughts, he'll see that just about all of them revolve around himself. I'm hungry, thirsty, I'm tired, I have an appointment, I have to check my phone, I have to go to the Asher Yatza room, I have to speak to this person. Is there traffic today? It's really hot outside. All around me. And that's nature. And that's what the Rabbanu Shlalom did. The quote from an unbelievable Rosh Hashanah, they say that's what evolution knew how to do. They describe evolution as if evolution is a god. Evolution was brilliant. Evolution had everything figured out to make sure that we'd be able to live. So one of the things is that we're concerned about ourselves, that we take care of ourselves, which is gewaldic. We should take care of ourselves, and we should be concerned with ourselves. But if it ends there, oy vavoy, oy vavoy. The Rabbanu Shalom wants us to take care of ourselves, chayecha kodmin. But you have to extend your eye to others as well. Remember, just like you love yourself and you're concerned with it, they have that same feeling about themselves. As one rabbi once put it, that chayecha kodmin, your life comes before your friend's life. It's a matter of saving a life. But do my luxuries come before my friend's life? I could save my friend's life, or I can, in the same time, indulge in luxuries. Is that mutter? Not so sure. So we have to extend the eye to other people as well. And that's nosei ba'olim chavero. We can learn this from Moshe Rabbeinu, Goalam Shel Yisrael. Ramban writes, Shmos Beis Chov Gimel, Vahi Ba'imim Arabim Ahem Lefi Daiti, Ki Tam HaKosev Eze Yirmois, Al Ayom Shai Moshe Borech Mipnei Paro, Ki Be'emes Bin Urav Borach, Shai HaKosev Omer V'yigdal Moshe V'yitzel Lechov, Shai Eze Miyad Kasher Godal V'omen Al Daito V'yigit Eloi Ki Hu Yehudi, V'nichsev Lirois Sivlois Echov, V'amolam V'lachatsam, V'yom Ahu, Shiyotzi Hikas HaMitzri, וביום השני הלשינו עליו ובורח. הנה היה כבן 12 שנה, ובעומדו לפני פארו היה בן 8. אם כן עמד כמו 60 שנה בורח מלפני פארו. So it says that in those days, Moshe went out, he saw the suffering of his brothers. So then Rabban explains the history. Moshe Rabbeinu kills the Mitzri, runs away. And then when he finds out that he's a Jew, he wants to see what's up with my brothers. So he smote the Mitzri, second day he runs away. He's 12 years old, and when he comes to Paro, he's 80. And when he comes to Paro, he's 80, so we have close to 70 years. He's running away from Paro. But the Pasuk doesn't talk about his bricha, just Vayeshev Beretz Midian, Vayeshev Al HaBe'er. He lo nischad ish b'yomim ha'achirim minyan she'yitztar ha'kotzev l'sapor. U'meis b'yomim ha'hem b'soif ha'melech Mitzrayim v'ayil Moshe gilu ishchina b'inyan zeh. That part of his life, that chapter of his life, really isn't so important for us. We just have to know that he went to Midian, made a nice shidduch over there with a nice Midianite girl. Isha Kushis. So here you see, already a Parashas Shmos, already an anti-racist lesson from the Torah. So she's black. I took her as a wife. Didn't have such great yichus either. Now, Yisrael, would, at least for much of his life, wasn't exactly a ben Torah, a Talmud Chacham, to say the least. But he takes this wife, and he comes back. That's the important thing, not what he was doing there all those years. Comes back to Mitzrayim. And God appears to him at the burning bush. And then he goes back to see the pain of his brothers. So the Torah only tells us what we have to know for our purposes. Torah is not a history book. Torah has to tell us what we need to know for our service of God, to be better Jews. And therefore, what Moshe was doing in Midian all these years doesn't matter. And what we do know, what the Torah does tell us, is what matters. So we have to know that Moshe Rabbeinu saw these girls being harassed, these Midianite girls, and he helped them. That's important to know. The revelation of the burning bush. Now we have to know. But most of the other things we don't have to know. And we have to know that now Moshe comes out. Yigdal Moshe, he grows up, Rashi. It already says, V'yigdal Eyal, and why twice? Shemino Paral Beisei. Paro appointed him over his house. Moshe was Echad Migdolei Mitzrayim. Shmos Beisei Aleph, he was sitting in the armament of Paro. He was Mimun Al Beisei. He had an important task in the home. He was in charge. He was the leader of the house. He was in charge, and things were good for him. And it tells you the Mile of Moshe. When things are good for you, he's sitting in his palace. So what should he care about the Jews? But that wasn't Moshe Rabbeinu. That wasn't Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't remain in the palace of Paro. He didn't remain with his serenity. He goes out to his brothers. He looked for their brotherhood. He cared about them. He felt their pain. The Ramban writes, he wanted to see them because they were his brothers. They're his brothers, brotherhood. He saw their suffering. He couldn't take it. He couldn't take their suffering. So he goes out of this Armon. Everything is so geschmack for him there. Things are comfortable. He's in Paro's palace. Comes out. He sees the Jews suffering. The amazing thing is Paro heard that the savior of the Jewish people is going to be smitten by water. So he made Xer to throw all the boys in the water to kill the savior of the Jewish people. And he ended up raising the savior of the Jewish people in his home until Moshe Rabbeinu ran away. And the Ibn Ezra explains that Moshe Rabbeinu was raised in Paro's house in order that he should learn how to be king. Because he's going to be the leader of the Jewish people as well. He felt their pain. To feel their pain. He looked. He was misboinen. He stepped out of himself, out of his little bubble, to feel the pain of others. One of my favorite Rashis in all of Chumash. Rashi says, what's this ani imach when you're lending money to the poor? That's the secret. The secret to doing chesed is to imagine yourself. That's what we have the power of imagination for. Imagine for good things. Imagine that you're the ani. Now how do you feel? Imagine you're the ani and somebody else is the asher. Oh, and as the ani, you have the opportunity to help. You feel like you're the ani, you're the poor guy, and you have the opportunity to help yourself because the metzias, you're really not the ani. But you look at the ani, you look at yourself as if you're the ani, and then you identify with him. It's much easier to help because then you're really helping yourself. That's Moshe. That's vayarvis avosim. It's the opposite of natural selfishness, self-centeredness. He saw their pain. Nosan, ein avlibo liyos netzer aleihem. He paid careful attention. He saw. He put his heart into it to feel their pain. He saw their sevel. It was mamish in his heart. They are bisiv loisam, not esiv loisam. Bisiv loisam. He was mamish. He was betocha seven. He was in there suffering. Chazal added, "Vayar." He would see the sevel. He would see the suffering of the Jewish people. He'd cry, say, "Chavali aleichem, mi yitain mosi aleichem." Halavai that I should die instead for you guys. Instead of you having to suffer, I should die. Shein lecha melacha kasha melacha satit. Look at your hard work. If I see you guys suffering, my life isn't worth anything. Moshe Rabbeinu could have used his connections to help the Jewish people, talk to Paro. But that wasn't Moshe. Moshe wasn't he wasn't sitting in his air-conditioned office in Paro's palace, chilling out, literally, drinking a cold glass of fresh orange juice. No. He went out to feel their pain. Not just to pull some strength to help them out. It's really to feel their pain. And then to do something about it. If he would have just spoken to Paro and say, come on, make things easier for the Jews. He would have felt good about himself. Paro listens, he doesn't listen. What does it matter? I did my part. No. He felt it. He felt their pain. He went out and he did something about it. As I say, v'haya meniach dargon shalom. He put down his big day malchus and he sat with them in their pain. He put aside his important position in Paro's palace, being so close to the king. Feel their pain. So the Medrash says, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Atah hinachta asakecha v'alachta liras b'tzaran shel Yisrael v'nahagta b'hem minog achim. You put aside your own business. You went to see the pain of the Jewish people. Vayetze el echov. You felt his brotherhood. And he meiniach asal yoinim b'setachtoinim v'adab yorimach. I'm going to leave the upper worlds, the lower worlds. I'm going to speak to you personally. Hadu d'chsiv v'vayar Hashem kiso liras. Ra HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'moyshe so me'asak liras b'sivloisim fich v'rikalem. Hashem saw. Vayaki sar liroi, sar liroi doesn't just mean here by the snare. It means he saw the pain of the Jewish people. And therefore God called out from the burning bush. Yiniach hasakov, he had his own business. But he wanted to be concerned with the Jewish people. That's a great person. And things are good for you. You say, no, but things aren't good for other people, so they're not good for me. He was a sar liros, Hashem says, oh, you put everything aside to care about your brothers, I'm going to put everything aside kiviyachol to talk to you. And Hashem teaches us this lesson. It says in the pasuk, b'chol tzarasim lo tzar, whenever we have pain, God has pain. So the Medrash says, Shmos Rabbah Beis Hei, Amar Lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Moshe, Ata Margish Ani Shavui B'tzar, you don't feel that I'm in pain? Kishem shi Yisrael shruyim b'tzar, just like the Jews are in pain. I'm speaking in the thorns of this bush, and I'm in pain. I'm in pain from the pain of the Jewish people. Comes, he smites smote the Mitzri, in order that when he was mistreating the Jew, he goes out on the second day, two people are fighting, and he says, Lama sake reyecho, what are you hitting your friend for? Thus in Avira, Moshe Rabbeinu can't take it. Even when Jews aren't getting along. And the daughters of Yisrael are harassed by the other shepherds, and Moshe Rabbeinu saves them. And the famous Medrash, one of the most beautiful Medrashim. Every Medrash is beautiful. But this is something that almost everybody could appreciate. He's Yisrael's shepherd, and he sees one sheep running away, and he runs after it. He runs after this goat, and the goat went to drink. And Moshe runs after the goat, and he says, I didn't know that you were so thirsty. I didn't know it, I only know. Now you must be tired. So he puts the goat on his shoulders and he walks. Hashem says, you have mercy on this goat, on these sheep. So you're going to now be the roeh. You're going to be the shepherd of the Jewish people. Right? When before Moshe Rabbeinu dies, he asks Hashem to appoint a leader in his stead. The Jewish people couldn't be them roeh, like sheep without a shepherd. Until now, I was the shepherd. Now I need a new shepherd. That's the first vad that Moreno Rabbeinu Reb Chaim Friedlander gave in the Indian of Noisei Baol. And there's another vad, another shir that he gave, which hopefully we'll see. Please God, very, very chashuv, very, very yisodistik inyanim. And more important than learning it, we should live it. So if Hashem gives us life and health and simchas chayim, and hopefully we'll be zocha to continue learning from the Torah, Rabbeinu Reb Chaim Friedlander, zecher tzaddik levracha, mamish, such a tzaddik. You see a person's really tested when he has yisurim, and you see what a tremendous ben aliyah Reb Chaim is. So hopefully we will return to his Torah, learn the next vads in this series, and there's so much Baruch Hashem, so much Torah that we have in the source of the son and the son-in-law who published Sfarim, and so clear, and the Hebrew is mattered and flows and it's easy to read, so it's a mamisha machaya. So thank you so much for listening, and mitzvah Hashem, that we shall continue. Shalom, shalom.